I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:46 Friday morning.
Did you guys play the part before this? Is that song the one that just played? Does little guitars play right before that?
I doubt it. Hold on, I'll load it back up. Hang on. Let's hear the beginning of it. No, it goes right in.
Do I have that right, though? Is that the one? Oh, I love that.
So good.
Oh, no. Little Guitars comes on after it. You know Little Guitars, right?
I do. This is one of those albums that I spent... How do I stop this? Oh, I go like that. How can I make that turn off? Isn't also on this album, there's another little instrumental interlude from him? All harmonic.
Well, it's Little Guitars intro, then Little Guitars.
Maybe. This might be it. No, that's not what I'm thinking of. There's like another just little guitar interlude that he does. I think it's on that album. It might be on a different one, though.
He's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good guitar player.
Eddie Van Halen is who we're talking about.
Pretty good.
We know the guy.
We don't know him.
We have a connection.
We really don't.
We do.
He saw some of our boobs.
Yeah.
But he doesn't remember them.
He does.
He doesn't remember much. He doesn't even...
He remembers...
Doesn't remember his own wife's boobs.
He doesn't remember, I promise.
You say that.
Highly unmemorable.
Because you're so humble, but...
That's not why.
Humble brag.
Yeah. I'm not humble bragging.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. Oh, my God.
I can still remember the day in Philadelphia when you flashed him to me. Mm. It's like yesterday.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Describe him.
Oh, my God.
Well, to be honest, they seem to have grown a little since then.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I have had a couple kids.
They were smaller then, but... to describe him to you, I'd say surprisingly pink.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were sunburned?
No, not the whole, just the
middle
tips.
Part.
Yeah.
Were surprisingly pink.
You are just...
Spot on, yep.
Imaginative.
No, I think he's right.
Yeah.
Seen him a few times.
Yeah.
When did you see him?
I've seen him.
When we did the plaster casts of our boobs.
And I'd also add...
Did you find them to be unusually pink, Yuzette?
No, they're quite lovely.
I didn't say unusually pink. I said surprisingly pink. Mm. I like it. But they're also super pointy.
Great.
If you know what I mean.
I don't.
You do.
No idea.
Anyway, good morning. What's up? Let's hear it.
Her boobs.
Yeah, my boobs are up. Hello, girls. You awake yet? Nothing. I'm sick.
You are sick.
I thought maybe you might be better.
You know, I'm not. It's not like one of those colds that's just knocking me out.
Mm-hmm.
Knocking me out with those American colds. It's just annoying. I talk. You don't realize how much you talk until it's like a pain in the ass to talk.
Mm-hmm. So, is it hurting?
Sore.
Yeah.
Lame.
Mm. Well,
nothing a little booze won't fix tonight.
I have some chloroseptic.
Nah, I have all kinds of crap.
Are you sure you don't want to tap out on the party and maybe stay home and rest?
You know, this has been planned for so long, and I was so looking forward to it that I don't want to.
Got it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you can call in sick on Monday.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to, you know. Besides, I usually go crazy one night and then I can't the next night.
You're recovering.
You know, I'm just getting old.
Yeah.
Like I live for Friday.
It takes too long to recover.
It just does.
Can't get all messed up like you used to.
I know. You used to be able to get all messed up and get up for work the next day.
Right.
Like no
Sleep
problem.
Sleep a couple hours.
What?
Get to go.
It's fine.
Just finish the glass by the bedside table and get up and go. You know.
No.
Get up and rally.
I mean,
you know how it is, right?
Right.
No, yeah.
I don't.
You don't?
Nope. There's that terrible feeling when you have laid down and gone to sleep because you know you have something to do the next day and you wake up and you're still buzzed. Like, remember that from when you were a kid? I'm like, oh no, I don't seem to be over this yet.
Time was supposed to heal this
wound. Yeah, time was, I mean, it's been 3 hours. So I don't understand. How am I not straight at this point? So I finally took the update on the Apple phone yesterday.
Oh, it looks good, huh?
Yeah, it's cool. The first thing that I noticed that I'm really psyched about is the do not disturb while driving thing.
Oh,
yeah.
So you opted in.
Sure, absolutely. I think I can still get phone calls from like favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and you know, everybody these days, you're hooked up through your car for your phone calls. So I feel like I could take phone calls, but texts and stuff. Even if it's not someone like a text is super distracting. If you're, whether or not, you know, even if you glance at your phone and see, oh, I don't need, who even cares what that person, I can easily wait on that. Mm-hmm. It's just better to not even be notified of it. So I'm psyched about that. And then, you know, apparently this has been around for a while, but I just discovered it. Who showed it to me? One of you guys yesterday?
Mm-mm.
The little GIF thing where you can, or GIF, whatever it's called, mm-hmm. where you can put a...
Yeah, I was wondering why you were sending me so many of those. I was like, huh, she must have learned something new.
I did. I learned something new. Like, I always, you know, the little, I don't know how to describe it, like next to the text bubble where you're going to write your stuff,
yeah.
there's a photo, you know, the photo icon, and then, mm-hmm. there's a little app store icon, which I didn't. Why would I ever touch that? So I touched that, and I'm like, oh my god! Someone showed it to me. I don't remember who though. It was yesterday, but I can't remember who showed it to me. So anyway, I was playing with that all day.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is fun. Look at this.
Yeah, I got one from.
Yeah, what did I send you one for like?
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise.
Surprise face or something.
Surprise. You know? And then you can type in any word you want, like dirty or...
Waiting.
Yeah, I'm waiting. Right. I'm happy. Thank you. That kind of... That's just fun. It's good time fun for the old people.
Well, I was out doing paint hunting, and we've got so many things up in the air right now, and I'm just...
So you have a painter schedule,
that's why
you haven't picked your colors.
Well, most of the stuff's on her.
Oh.
She wants to do all that. She loves it. That's right. Why she watches HGTV. And I, frankly, fine, do it.
Well, the hard thing about paint is you see something that you think you're going to like, and then you put it up on the wall, and for some reason, whatever, the lighting in the room or...
Right, that's why I go whitish. It makes it real easy.
It does.
It makes everything look real good, and any color goes with it, and it's wonderful.
But if you can find the right colors.
Sure.
You know.
Well, I find, though, that darker colors have a tendency to look sort of... I don't know how to describe this. It's like clayish, drab, puttied. Mm. It doesn't look good. It doesn't pop. It doesn't. It makes the wall
bland.
Suck.
Oh.
I just don't like it.
I don't mind dark colors. I actually really enjoy having a.
But it depends. You know,
it does.
Everybody's got their own thing. So whatever.
It depends on the light in the room, and there's just so many factors that go into it.
But she's going through all this stuff, and we're just. She goes, what about this blue? I'm all, that's gray. She goes, this is not gray. The guy walks up. The paint guy walks up. And she goes, what color is this? He goes, gray. She goes, you guys.
<I'm> like, you're wrong. Both of y'all.
Sometimes
well,
you
gray's
just
pretty.
Can't. Well, that's not the point. The point is, you know what? She's decided she's right about all the stuff.
Well, then let her be right.
Right.
You know, what do you
exactly
care?
That's. And I went to the car.
Right.
I'll be in the car. I'm going to go chew some gum. You guys have a good one.
When we had this big house a couple years ago.
The house on the hill?
The house on the hill. And it was, every wall was white and every bathroom was pink. It was great. Mm-hmm. So we started buying little sample things of paint colors. Mm-hmm. And for... I kid you not, Boom, and you must have seen it, for 5 years, every wall in that house had 16 different colors just painted in swatches on it. Like, somebody once asked me, like, is this like modern art? Like, what is... I'm like, no, we just can't pick a paint color. Like, it took us forever. And then, I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, 5 years of there would be browns and golds and reds and blues and yellows. And it's just really hard to pick. And especially if the room is big or if it flows through a couple rooms. Like, you got to get that color right. Otherwise, you're living with it. Nobody wants to repaint.
Well, right. There's that.
One and done.
Right.
The perfect color.
Yeah. So I actually think she's going to do that today.
Oh, that'll be
what
fun.
You're talking about. The put them on the wall and look at them.
You got to put them in different places, too, because sometimes the sun on them changes the color, the shadow. white is nice. White's really, really
so
nice.
So for my office... I think I'm going white.
Are you?
Well, I was going to do some kind of shade of light blue, some kind of shade of a light green, or some shade of a gold. Mm. And then as I sat in front of the Benjamin Moore wall.
Rainbow
of,
wall.
What do they call those? Swatches.
Yeah.
And as I sat there talking with her and the dude, I went, you know, I'm going to go to the car. I'm going white. Have a good one, you guys. I don't.
You were just done with it.
Well, I... How long can you do that?
A long time.
Well, we have a lot of stuff going on, so
years.
Don't have any time to be caught up in that.
Right.
My brother painted his daughter's room a purple, a green, a blue, and pink.
Oh, four different color walls.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really great. And actually, it sort of matched. I had bought her these, bedding or whatever.
Sure.
Present.
Like a comforter.
And so it matched perfectly.
Oh.
It was a trip.
Oh.
You think it sounds so weird, but it's
no,
just...
No, it sounds really like
in a kid's
like a
room,
room.
That's perfectly...
I mean, for a 16-year-old.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
That's the one room I think that's been decided is our kid's room, mm-hmm. which is going to be ballerina pink.
Oh, ballerina pink.
Simple.
That sounds so pretty.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
Well,
it is simple. Yeah, have fun with that. That sounds
ballerina
super fun.
Pink.
All of it. All the painting.
That was the
I'm
other.
Actually, I wish I had a whole house to paint right now.
Oh God, you are nuts. That was the other argument.
It's so fun.
She goes. Do not look at the names, and I'm all.
The names, colors.
Yeah, the names tell me everything.
No, you shouldn't look at the names. You should look only at the colors.
She goes. She's like,
it can really affect
well,
you.
Well, it affects it in every way. She goes, this is glass slipper blue. I'm all, no, I didn't even look up.
Right.
She goes, look at it. I'm all, I'm not using glass slipper blue.
No one will know. And you won't remember the name.
It tells you everything about
it. No, but you, no one
it.
Will
no,
know. Glass slipper blue is great.
Possibly,
that sounds like a beautiful sea glass blue.
No.
Sounds gorgeous to me. If you're looking for a nice light blue.
But that's your it prejudices you, and it, so did
that's
the ballerina pink. My daughter goes that. One.
That's why you don't
done.
Ballerina.
That's why you don't do it.
Right. Well,
it's better than Pepto pink. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Well, there's not going to be any glass.
They should have the names. Do they have the names at the bottom? They should have them on the back.
So they have them both ways, actually, because some of them that's how I got caught flipping them over.
Yeah.
So stop looking at the names. Sorry, it's
so
prejudicing.
We need to find you. Cowboy blue or roughneck blue, He-Man blue.
It doesn't have to be
How about
that.
Surfer blue.
But surfer blue.
Well, sure, like a sky blue or a something like that. Yes.
See, this is the problem. Painter guys or whoever names. What is it? Pantone. Do we just talk about this? Like Pantone comes up with all these new colors, and you can pick from the Pantone rainbow. Like they need to name things neutrally.
Mm.
You know, Wedgwood blue. That's a solid. I think that is
manly.
I don't know. Not
masculine.
Manly. Not feminine. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, I'll tell you what they could do to
manly
help.
Manly blue.
The entire world is
blue.
Tighten that palette up a little bit.
It's a lot of choices
because when you see you click on. I do like though that you can go see it in a room and you click on it online and it puts it in a room
That's
for you.
That's cool.
Which is pretty neat.
Right. Of course, then you're relying on the color on your computer.
Right, but the shades are so close to each other that you just, then you go, well, glass slipper blue's out. I'm not doing that. You can forget it.
Glass slipper blue. That's so funny.
Why is that funny?
It's just, of course, you
know exactly what I'm saying, don't you?
I That is why your girlfriend is 100% right. Like, you can't look at the names. Dudes can't, I should say. A girl can separate the name from the color.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So if we it have said that cowboy tool. Blue, you would be, oh, that's pretty.
Yes, because I would look at the color and say, it doesn't matter what the name is.
I'm like, yeah, cowboy, right. I am in.
Yeah, ooh, cowboy blue.
Yeah, heck yeah, that one.
Want to be a cowboy. All right. Hello, Friday. Yay! We're talking about paint colors.
Yeah, right.
So, well, we did Van Halen and boobs.
We did.
Your little boobs specifically.
Yeah. That felt, I'm calling HR.
They won't take your calls anymore, Sarah.
Yeah.
Like you. You're our biggest nightmare. KLLC, KLLC, HD1.
Give her the other number.
talking to the janitorial staff about my bitches, my complaints about my coworkers' harassment. And then...
Do go on.
The CBS operators all, we're putting you through to David Field.
Yeah. You're his problem now. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.